Impartial analysis of Measure P. Dana McRae, County Council. If approved by at least 55% of those voting on the measure, this measure will authorize the Mountain Elementary School District, the district, to issue bonds in an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $2,300,000. The bonds would constitute an indebtedness of the district. The money raised through the sale of the bonds may only be used by the district for the purposes stated in the full text ballot proposition and ballot question and not for any other purpose, such as teacher or administrator salaries or other operating expenses. To ensure that the bond monies are expended for the approved purposes, the Board of Trustees of the district will cause annual, independent performance and financial audits to be conducted, and it also will cause the appointment of a Citizens Oversight Committee. The interest paid on the bonds and their terms to maturity will be limited by state law. Payment of interest and principal relating to the bonds would be financed by a tax levied on real property within the district. The tax rate statement for Measure P, which is printed in this ballot pamphlet, provides information about that tax. This measure was placed on the ballot by the district's Board of Trustees. A vote on Measure P is a vote to authorize the bonds to be issued and financed by ad valorem taxes levied on real property in the district. A vote on Measure P is a vote against issuing the proposed bonds. Tax Rate Statement Measure P. Diane Morgenstern, Superintendent, Mountain Elementary School District. An election will be held in the Mountain Elementary School District, the district, on June 5, 2018, to authorize the sale of up to $2.3 million in bonds of the district to finance school facilities as described in the measure. If such bonds are authorized and sold, principal and interest on the bonds will be payable only from the proceeds of ad valorem tax levies made upon the taxable property in the district. The following information is provided in compliance with sections 9400-9404 of the Elections Code of the State of California. Such information is based upon the best estimates and projections presently available from official sources, upon experience within the district, and other demonstrable factors. Based upon the foregoing and projections of the district's assessed valuation, the following information is provided. 0. The best estimate of the average annual tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue over the entire duration of the bond debt service, based on a projection of assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is 3 cents per $100 of assessed valuation, or $30 per $100,000 of assessed value. The final fiscal year in which it is anticipated that the tax will be collected is 2047-48. 0. The best estimate of the highest tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue, based on a projection of assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement, is 3 cents per $100 of assessed valuation, or $30 per $100,000 of assessed value. It is estimated that such rate would be levied starting in fiscal year 2018-19 and following. 0. The best estimate of the total debt service, including the principal and interest, that would be required to be repaid if all the bonds are issued and sold is approximately $4.7 million. Voters should note the estimated tax rate is based on the assessed value, not market value, of taxable property on the county's official tax rolls. In addition, taxpayers eligible for a property tax exemption, such as the homeowner's exemption, will be taxed at a lower effective tax rate than described above. Property owners should consult their own property tax bills and tax advisors to determine their property's assessed value and any applicable tax exemptions. The attention of all voters is directed to the fact that the foregoing information is based upon projections and estimates only, which amounts are not maximum amounts and are not binding upon the district. The actual debt service, tax rates and the years in which they will apply may vary from those used to provide the estimates set forth above, due to factors such as variations in the timing of bond sales, the par amount of bonds sold in market interest rates available at the time of each sale, actual assessed valuations over the term of the bonds, and other factors. The date and amount of bonds sold at any given time will be determined by the district based on the need for project funds and other considerations. The actual interest rates at which the bonds will be sold will depend on conditions in the bond market at the time of sale. Actual future assessed valuations will depend upon the amount and value of taxable property within the district as determined by the county assessor in the annual assessment and the equalization process.